Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There radio show. My name is Joe Golan. I'm your host. We have a very special show going on as we continue our series on school board elections, and we want to make sure our kids get educated, not indoctrinated. And before I bring on our guest, I want to introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Great day. How are you?
I'm doing great. Storms have passed for now, and hopefully we can get the shelter before we get more. Anyway, we got a very special guest. She is running for Polk County School Board. That's in Central Florida, District 7. May I introduce you to Jill Sessions. How are you doing, Jill?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Tell us a little bit about Polk County and the schools in Polk County here in Florida.
Okay, well, Polk County is the seventh largest school district in the state and the fastest growing. People love our governor and they love our sheriff here in Polk County, so we have an incredible number of people moving here every day. So we have 150 schools in Polk County, which is pretty large. And it's a red county, means conservative. We vote Republican. Yet, once I started getting involved in this school board campaign, I started realizing our school system is just as liberal as those out in California and New York, practically.
So, what did you see going on with the kids, with the teachers and stuff? As a school board candidate, how would you correct it?
I'm not sure if you or your listeners have heard about the books that were quarantined, the Florida Family Alliance and an organization called County Citizens Defending Freedom worked together to identify 52 books in our schools that had explicit violence and pornographic material. They met with the superintendent and each school board member, and the agreement was made to quarantine 16 of the worst books. They also met with the sheriff, Grady, who said it's illegal to put that kind of material before minors. And so what the superintendent decided to do was form these two book review committees, and unfortunately those committees were stacked with very liberal-minded people. There were maybe two conservatives on each committee. And, you know, I'm one of those people, I don't like to hear things second or third hand, so I actually attend the school board meetings and I attended the book review meetings. And these books have things in them such as bestiality, pedophilia, violent rape. And these people on these committees, who are people who work in the school system, psychologists, counselors, librarians, academic specialists, each one of them except one conservative on each board said, these books teach our children to love and respect each other.
How could that be? That's teaching pedophilia, teaching rape, indoctrinating, recruiting these kids to be something they're not, and gives them excuses to break the law, and no morality at all. Doesn't that they don't know right from wrong and stuff? It's like little kid, you're teaching kids to be criminals.
It is, but this is the condition of our school system. You know, they claimed that the people who wanted those books out are a bunch of homophobes, right-wing conservatives, not, they called us Nazis. The last two school board meetings were just like any you would see in the news in Virginia and other states, where the teachers union came in by the busload and they brought signs. And they just called us names like you wouldn't believe. And I'm thinking, these are the people that teach our children. I thought we taught our children to love and respect, and here they are calling us every name in the book. So what's been revealed by all this is the hypocrisy and the lunacy. And so I was pretty appalled by the fact that none of the current school board members, there's seven of them, said anything about these books and what their stand is, except for one person, and he's not running for office again. I thought that was rather cowardly.
Yeah, he chickened
out.
You
know, when those thugs say that garbage to you, I just go and respond and say, you can call me whatever you want, but you're a thug and you're a pedophile.
Well,
and I just throw it back down and say, take that one.
Well, at a school board meeting, you get your 3 minutes of public comment, and people, you know, including the school board members, are not supposed to respond, so... Again, this is the interesting thing. At one of the book review meetings, school board meeting, people from the conservative organizations got up, and during their 3 minutes, they read excerpts from the books, and the school board members were squirming in their seats. And the video, because those are recorded, the video was taken down and edited. They took that content out and then reposted the videos.
You know, this is crazy. What did the sheriff do? Can the sheriff go out and arrest these people for doing pedophilia and pornography? I would arrest them for child abuse and assault on the kids.
Well, he said he would, but it's not a done deal yet. So we had the final meeting on the books this past week on Tuesday night. And one thing that occurred was the school board members delegated their authority to the superintendent to make the decision because, again, we're in an election year and they don't want to be on record. And he tabled it. He said he's going to take the summer to decide the fate of these books. Now, I saw the sheriff on Friday, Sheriff Grady Judd, and he said the only decision that he would support is if the books are pulled off the shelf and put behind the librarian's desk, and the parents who want to check them out for their kids can do it. So, in other words, an opt-in program.
That's ridiculous. That's still indoctrination.
That's a backdoor. That's kind of playing.
That's band-aiding it.
Yeah.
Is the governor aware of this situation?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Is Governor DeSantis aware of these trash books?
I'm sure he is. They're not just in Polk County. They're in every county of the state and across the U.S. And one of the things that the superintendent said is, this is his defense, well, if we pull them out of our schools, they can still get them on the Internet. And our rebuttal was, well, if they can get them on the Internet, we don't need them in the schools. But there are legal issues to be considered. Each member of the committee went through a whole list of questions. There's questions related to the Florida statute, and what we were told was that the school attorney modified those questions slightly. So believe me, there are lawyers waiting to come in based on what the final decision is. If it's not the right decision, we're not going to back down and let this just happen to the kids.
Because of parental rights law that was signed into law, there's a penalty of going to jail for violating it. They will charge the teacher or the school board member, whatever is involved in this, with child abuse and assault. And Ashley Moody has been signed to do that. The sheriff should go and refer to FDLE and Ashley Moody and arrest these teachers and stuff, or at least terminate them or fire them.
They're in the library, Joseph.
So what you do is you get them out of the library. Start arresting the librarians if you can.
Yeah,
that goes back to the governor.
One of the questions early on was, whose responsibility is it to review these books before they go in the library? And we're still working on an answer to that.
That's a good question.
The good thing is once this situation was brought forth, the books were pulled out of the library, and they have been kept out of there pending the outcome of this decision. So
take
that is one
out of the library and then just never give it back.
Yeah.
I agree.
Ship it back to the publisher.
Ship it back to the publisher.
Yeah.
Because this way we're not burning books. We're not there violating their First Right Amendment. Ship it back to the publisher.
This is all part of what they call CRT, critical race theory, and indoctrination, recruitment of kids being something they're not, and going back to the kindergarten. They're actually, we have reports that some of the schools in Florida and around the country, some of the kids in kindergarten got homework assignments to learn about masturbation for little kids.
I haven't heard that in Polk County, but I'll tell you another thing that we reviewed recently. I think it was November. The sex education curriculum was up for renewal, and so this same organization in the Florida Citizens Alliance pulled the material and went through it line by line and compared it to Florida statute and found, I think, 18 violations of the statute. One is age appropriateness, and the other is abstinence is supposed to be the primary focus. And so, again, they sat down with the superintendent and each school board member. And with the public showing up at the school board meetings, we were able to get some of that curriculum modified, and the parents can opt their kid out. So we're making slow strides. You know, it's a shame that things are so bad like this. You should see the books that are the graphics they use for the sex education. It's like cartoon versions of Playboy. And we're a conservative county.
You're in a conservative county. We actually live in Broward County, and that is one of the most liberal counties. And we just got rid of a crooked superintendent of schools, Runcie, and we got a replacement that's just as bad. And things going down. We actually had a teacher take, with the help of one was no longer a school board member, to elementary school kids to a gay bar.
Oh, brother.
A field trip. DeSantis arrested him also. That was him.
Without the parents' knowledge.
Yeah.
That was last semester.
They kidnapped children from school.
This is crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'll say this, that this stuff is was subliminal. It's not so subliminal anymore, but it's been going on for decades. And so now you have generations of people who've been through this system and they've been to college. And when you try and tell somebody in their late 20s, early 30s that this stuff is crazy, they think we're crazy because they've been indoctrinated.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part is if you went to these school board meetings and listened to this stuff, and they're not all in their 30s. Some of them are, you know, people in their 50s and 60s. They truly believe we're wrong and they're right. But we just have to keep pushing or putting things back to the law. What does the law say? It doesn't really matter what your personal opinion says. And the children should come first, and the parents.
Are the parents aware in your area that you're running for school board? Are they aware of all this?
Oh, yes. We've been it's really encouraging to see how many people, even people who don't have kids in the system, like my kids are grown, going to these meetings because we realize this is what has brought our nation to the situation it's in, is people who my daughters are 35 and 38, and they were raised in a Christian conservative home. I was involved in their education. They have a son too, but he's conservative. My daughters, I started noticing too that we couldn't have a conversation without them rolling their eyes and, you know, just contradicting me. This was after they went to college, and I realized they were very anti-God, anti-family, and anti-country. And I thought, well, where did this happen? This is not how I raised them. And when I started hearing more about what was being taught in the schools and the colleges, then the light bulb went on. So that's my main motivation for running, because I want parents to know what's going on, and I want people on the school board with guts to change these things, and I'm one of those people.
Need to change the curriculum. Need to put some respect in there.
We need to go back to education, a real education,
right.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, and real history, and the 1776 project, not that 1619 garbage, and go from there.
Even if we take out the CRT and all that, the curriculum itself is just so dumbed down. I was looking at the math for kindergartners, and, you know, it's no wonder that less than 50% of Americans can read and write at school level. We're now 13th in the world for our academic achievement. I think that's all by design to make us
they call it Common Core, and that's what really was the beginning of the end of Common Core, dumbing down, and moving the education from local up to D.C. back in the 70s. Those two killed our education system because we were one of the best, if not the best, at one time.
Yeah, we're not teaching, we're not letting children think, we're telling them what to think, and again, it's rhetoric, it's anti-God, anti-country.
They lost their imagination and all those talents and the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime somebody directs somebody to go what's in your heart and some of your talents, your passions, you get attacked for saying that, saying you're hurting the person. It's the opposite.
True, we experience it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God my son's 23. He's out of the system. When I told my son when he was in school, because it was during the Obama years, and I said, Jordan, just yes him to death and then come home and just forget it. I said, I'll be teaching you the straight stuff. And he's smart. He knows the truth.
And he's special needs, so he's in the SE program.
And he's an entrepreneur, and he has conservative values, and he knows the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what parents really need to do. They need to tell their children, go to school, yes them to death, and then when you walk out, and then come home, and we'll instill in you the truth.
Right. You know, I'll
really
tell you,
one
of the things that we, the parents are waking up, mainly because
yes.
the kids had to stay home and they learned through Zoom and other, you know, because of COVID. And that actually woke the parents up because the parents
yes.
are actually seeing what's being taught at the schools. And the parents got angry, and so much so
yes.
that Virginia became Republican. In fact, most, if not all, the school board members across the country that are up for election lost to the parents who are running, and they kicked out most of the left-wing stuff. Even San Francisco kicked out the three most liberal school board members in that school district. So things have changed. So
it's slowly
parents.
Chipping away from their bad stuff, and we'll you know, one firing at a time. Are you in a primary, or you're just running against who's ever there?
Yeah, there's a primary August 23rd. I'm competing with the incumbent, and then there's a third person in my district. Now, it's a countywide vote, and there are four seats. So,
okay.
you know, people in Polk County, there's four conservatives that are being supported by the Republican Party here.
Mm-hmm.
If you want their names, it's Terry Clark, Rick Nolte, Justin Sharpless, and me, Jill Sessions.
So the five
okay.
of you are running against the, whatever you want to call them, the
four of us are running against. There are three incumbents, and then one person is vacating his seat. So that conservative, Justin Sharpless, is running against a female who is professed atheist and totally supports LGBTQ&A.
Oh, God.
She cannot.
So how's that looking for all of them?
All these LGBTQ people have to lose because their goal is to indoctrinate and recruit.
Right.
If they don't do that, they just die away eventually, all the gay stuff, because nobody's born with it. It's just something that gets chosen.
It's a decision.
Indoctrinating.
And it's people instilling lies in your thoughts.
You know.
Yeah, and school psychologists, I think, are some of the biggest perpetrators of that because, you know, that's unfortunately the American Psychiatric Association and psychology associations are very woke liberals. And,
are they?
Two of them are on the were on those book review committees, and they totally support a 10-year-old wanting to have gender reassignment therapy.
I think that's everyone that says
evil.
That you belong in it's evil. It's child abuse. It's assault on the human body.
Who picked these people to be on these review boards?
The superintendent and a committee of about
the super, is the superintendent a conservative?
No, he kind of rides the fence. He says he's a believer, but I think he just tries to appease both sides, and you can't do that.
Is this person running in the election?
It's an appointed position, an election.
Oh,
an appointed.
Okay, who appoints it?
Right. The school board appoints them.
No, there's a committee. Well, a school board might have a vote, but it's basically a hiring process. So there's a committee of people that he's only been in the job maybe a year. He's very intelligent, but he's a smooth talker, and it's hard to tell where he stands on things. And
he says one thing and does another, huh?
Yeah, he's a politician, so he's a con.
Well, we're going to see where he really stands on these books. Because, again, he says he's a person of faith and any person of true faith.
Yeah, you can't
be
afraid.
These people need to be held accountable for the decisions, and Governor DeSantis needs to come up with a law to hold these people accountable for the decisions.
He did. It's called Parental Rights Law. That was enacted.
Yeah, I mean, something a little more. These people working in their job need to follow a strict rules and regulation thing.
They just need
to. Really.
Well, you know what I think is the governor is doing a great job enacting
yes.
legislation.
Yes.
But you know, you can have all the legislation in the world. We need people who are aware of what's happening in the classroom. So what I want to do is make sure parents understand the tag phrases that go along with CRT and all of that, because, you know, everybody's busy, and unless you know what you're looking for, it can slip right by you. And so we need to have them and train the children if we can to, you know, they come home like,
you know,
mommy,
5-year-old kids, just it goes over their head.
It's kind of hard for the kids to come home when they get indoctrinated for several hours with teachers and Democrats, because the Republicans don't usually do that. Democrats, well, I call them communists because that's what they are. Tell them, don't listen to your parents. Listen to us. Do not tell your parents anything. So if you have a problem sexually or anything, come to the teacher. Come to us. Don't come to them. Even Biden, or Brandon, everyone call him these days, said that once they get to school, it's not your kids anymore. It's my kids. It's the teacher's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole, we have a movie called Whose Children Are They? By Rebecca Kubrick. And she was on our show a few weeks back. And it was a big thing when it first came out. And it's important. I think every parent needs to see that, because the biggest anti-child person is the teachers' union. They're not there for the kids. They're not even there for the teachers. They're there to brainwash the kids to become good communists and socialists and to be something they're not.
We need to see what's going on in those classrooms while the babies are in there and the teacher's teaching. We need to have some sort of view and audio.
The idea of cameras in the classroom, but I've been told by conservative teachers they don't really support that because it could be used against them.
Just put a little thing on your kid.
The thing is, everybody, you know, what we tell the kids, if they're really smart, I think this is what Kirk told them, and a bunch of others, you know, from Turning Point and others, is to use your cell phones and record some. If you get into an indoctrination situation or anti-something, turn on your cell phone and record it, and then bring it home.
Yeah. Well, again, that comes down to the training the parents and the parents training the kids, and we're seeing more of that, you know, we're...
Yes, to the desk and walk out of the classroom and just wash it off.
Yeah.
That's
but
hard to
again,
do,
it's hard for the kids at 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds to do that.
Well, 12
and,
years.
And then when they get older, right?
Yeah. So we just have to stop it. You know, I'd love what our governor does. Like, I guess you could say banned 75% of the math books in the state because they had CRT in it. And yet we've got members of our Polk County School Board arguing daily that there is no CRT in our classrooms. Have y'all seen the math word problems that were in some of those books?
Yeah, I know. They did it to try and induct kids on what they call racism or disadvantages to hate certain people. They're basically,
hate
it hurt. If you're
people.
White, they talking about, well, this white kid got more stuff than this black kid or minority kid, and they do it in the math-wise, and that's how they indoctrinate you to hate. And there's so many different examples there. And we just got a report yesterday from several sources that these teachers are giving out transgender buttons to the kids to get to turn transgender.
That doesn't surprise me. Did you see that Target is now selling underwear with stuffing in it and bra wraps for 10-year-olds?
And in Oregon, they're starting next year, you're going to have what they call minstrel bathrooms and all that stuff.
Bathroom.
We
yeah.
need Trump back in the White House.
One man can't do it all, though. We need everyone.
No, but he did set an example, and he could come up with some stuff. Having Brandon in the White House and all those numbnuts, it's just not conducive to good things for our children. It's not.
Well, Again, we, you know, like our governor's putting the laws in place, but we still need each and every person that's concerned to stand up and expose these things.
See, the governor needs to put together a conservative board of education, and then each one of them go to each district in each county to look at what's going on.
He's actually
and then
doing
get
something
to the thing
like that.
And either fire them or get rid of the curriculum.
Yeah. Well, again, there's, you know,
there
by,
are ways.
By state law, every taxpayer has a right to review all the curriculum used in the schools. But, you know, it's a cumbersome process, and most people are not aware of it. So we're trying to educate.
I know. Well,
people.
We're dealing with children.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's, it's
these
about
liberals,
vaccination.
Whoever they are, they're 5 years old in the head. Because they were indoctrinated, and they were sabotaging life. And look at them now. They're just,
this goes back into the
60s, 70s. They're part of the Army.
Yeah,
now,
40, 50 years of it.
The now, again, thanks to COVID, we're actually starting to see what they're actually seeing what's going on in schools. And the parents are starting to stand up.
And
that's a good
fighting.
Thing. Yeah, probably, literally.
They're getting removed from these school ball meetings, but it gets on film, and news networks pick it up and expose
what's
going
on.
Well,
not all of them, but
no,
Newsmax, starts OAN,
and OAN, and RSBN, and us, and all the other conservatives.
Yeah.
You
know?
Have you heard of
the organization? Yeah, go ahead.
There's an organization that started here in Polk that has opened up offices, I guess you would say, in various counties in Texas. It's called County Citizens Defending Freedom. They're a nonpartisan organization, and they're building a business model to rival George Soros. And so they're two primary areas of focus right now are election integrity and the education system. So there's
so
one.
I heard of them. I also heard of Moms for Liberty.
Yes.
And
Moms
for America.
The most successful is CCDF because they actually go in and they have attorneys. They actually have employees. It's not just a volunteer organization, and they're really making strides here in Polk. And they're following the money. So, for example, they followed some money that came into Lake Wales Charter School Board here in Polk County, and they discovered that one of the board members accepted $1 million for a so-called scholarship that was donated by the Black Panther organization. So, you know, most people don't have the resources to determine that kind of stuff. But
that reminds you of two different things. A few years back, going back, I would say 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more, somewhere in that area, maybe a little longer than that. Back when Bill Gates was still good, he donated over $1 million to the Newark public schools, which Cory Booker stole.
Bill Gates used to be good?
Yeah, he used to be good at that point when he donated money to poor schools. But it turned out to be more of an indoctrination.
Now he's a pedophile.
Right. He came out.
Yeah.
And the other one is Robert Runcie down here in Broward County. He was responsible for two things. The development of a thing called the Promise Program, which, by the way, is the we just had another incident with the Promise Program up in Buffalo. That kid that shot and killed 10 people came out of something similar to the Promise Program, and they knew about this guy for 10 years last year, and he and the New York Police Department in upstate New York, and the Attorney General of the state of New York knew about this, did absolutely nothing, and let him go. And because of that so-called program and his mental health, and even though he's aware that he's a danger to himself and others, they let him go because of these left-wing programs. And he ended up killing 10 people yesterday, or the day before, in Buffalo. No, but we had it down here in Broward County. We had Nicholas Cruz for the exact same program. And Robert Muncy is one of the people involved. But that wasn't the one that got him angry. When I told him and called him up at a meeting, at a Breck meeting, at the Broward Republican Executive Committee, which I don't know why he was invited to speak there, but it cost Morales, George Morales, his job for doing it. But anyway, he got over there. I caught him on the side. Tell him I'm going after him because of he had blood in his hands because of what happened in Stoneman Douglas. But that didn't scare him. What scared him was an independent order by DeSantis when he becomes governor. And that scared him and really did. He ran out at that point. And guess what? He got an independent order and he got fired and he's looking at jail time.
Wow.
If you get elected and you become the school board in the district, what are your plans or what are you going to do to make it better?
Well, first and foremost, we're facing huge shortages in teachers and bus drivers and support staff. So we need to, one of the things that we need to do is redistrict. We have schools that have 30% capacity and schools that are over capacity, and that needs to be balanced out because, you know, you can't, if you got a shortage of teachers, but then you got a school where they you know, balance it out. For example, right now, because of the shortage of bus drivers, some of the buses have to take kids home while other kids sit at the school for 2 hours and the bus comes back and gets them. That's just horrible. And that's not so much the fault of the school system as our rapid growth, but I think that's the primary issue. And when we take care of that and improve the fiscal responsibility, you know, quit wasteful spending. And, you know, there was a study done about 10 years ago that said there's the Polk County schools is very top heavy. So you got a lot of chiefs and not enough Indians. We're seeing that for sure. So if you, you know, right size the staff and you can pay better for the ones, you have the ones that you need, but you pay them better. And then also I have a background in auditing and budgeting and contracts. I'm sure them being government, because I've worked for government and private sector, that there's a lot of wasteful, unnecessary spending. I've worked in a department, worked for the city of Tampa, and I worked for city of Plant City. I was able to improve the payment of invoices and things like that and actually reduce our rates. So I think that there's probably a lot of waste that can be cleaned up. And again, then, you know, I would love to get rid of the union, but that's not something that's going to happen overnight because I've worked in a union environment and non-union. And in the union environment, the poor performers seem to get a free pass, and that becomes a morale issue for the high-performing teachers. And you know, when it's a bad culture, people get fed up and they leave. So that's contributing to the teacher shortage. So those types of things will improve the system. And then we start changing the curriculum to be more basic like it used to be with reading, writing, and math, or, phonics, things like that that actually are proven to have students turn out where they can, they're literate and they can do basic math. And it, while all this is going on, we just get rid of all the nonsense, the CRT and the transgenderism. Those are things that take away from the focus on the reasons we send our kids to school, which is to learn to read, to learn to write. And again, this is, you know, it's a four-year term. That's a lot to accomplish in 4 years, but I think it can be done with the four conservatives and the community involvement all working together.
Do you have a conservative mayor?
He's a Christian, but I will say that he, you know, in the last, he just won his re-election in November, and a lot of conservatives. He's Republican. A lot of conservatives were fed up with him because he kind of rides the fence on some issues, and I will tell you that in this race, he backed my opponent instead of me, and she's not a conservative at all. And his reasoning was that she has a special needs son, and he has a special needs daughter. And I thought, well, that's a great reason to back somebody, isn't it?
No.
Okay. Well, you could dispute all that very easily. What would you do? What kind of support would you do for special needs people with mental health issues or special needs?
We basically need to make sure that the state programs that are in place are they're implemented, but we need to be abiding by them because. I was looking at a statistic recently that says for 2 years in a row now, Polk County is considered, there's different ratings for how well they perform on that. One of the programs is IDEA, and I couldn't tell you what that stands for, but Polk County schools are rated poorly in their handling of these special needs programs. You know, there's state funding that goes to each child that is officially designated as special needs, either social emotional issues or learning disabilities. And I've been, so we've been on the watch list basically for 2 years, and this person has been on the board for four. So I don't think she's performing well. That's her area of specialty. She was on boards before becoming a school board member. And so, you know, I know people with special needs kids, and they're very frustrated because of this, what they call mainstreaming, which is where they put them in the classroom with everybody else, and they tend to get picked on. It's disruptive to the class, and they're failing. And so that, to me, says we're not implementing the programs the way that they should be per the state.
You know, every special need child has an IP or an IEP, and they're all individuals, all of them. There's not one alike, okay?
Right.
And they're taught to what their strengths and weaknesses are. And it's not always about mainstreaming, okay? Sometimes you could possibly put them in a classroom, but some when you do that, some of them are out of their league, okay?
Yeah.
And they don't understand the information like a regular kid, okay? So they get very frustrated with that whole situation. I would know.
I don't mainstreaming. I mean, you know, it depends on where a child is.
It's not a necessity. What's a necessity is that they get the education. Bottom line,
right.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're in a mainstream class. What matters is that they're in a classroom with a special needs teacher who knows how to implement the information and understands each student that is in their class.
Yes.
Okay.
What I've seen with people I know who have a special needs child is they have to fight and fight to get the resources that the schools are given. They're not giving to the kids, and it shouldn't be such a battle.
I didn't have that problem with my child. Well, that was a different time, okay? But you're right. You have to get in their face, and you have to let them know.
We call it the ESC program, but the ESC program, especially this program, it has been going downhill of late. Down here in Broward County, we had a couple of incidents because the teacher did not handle situations. These special needs kids, especially kids with autism, they tend to react if they can't do something. But
they're very emotional if they're screwed around on because they can't handle it. Okay.
Right. And they're
so you
very
have to
sensitive.
Know how to implement and soothe them at the same time. Okay,
table
if they're
hands,
out of hand,
like
you have to know how to take them down and comfort them. You do.
You talk them down, your table hands and things like that, and let them focus on the things.
You have to know how to put your arms around them and soothe them so they're not so radical in their head and they don't hurt themselves or anybody else. Okay? But that goes back to a teacher knowing how to implement and structure to a child. So your program's not doing good, huh? So the mayor has a special needs child, and he's supporting someone who has special needs child.
Well, his daughter's in her early 20s now, and yeah, I just thought that was, you know, that I think that's 2% of the school district, and when you know, what's that phrase? A rising tide raises all ships.
The many outweigh the one.
I mean, and they need the attention, but the money needs to be spent on those students that comes from the state. yes. with the specialized care, and they don't need to be in classrooms with 25 students, because then the teacher...
It's not 25 students in the class anyway. It should be 12 students
with
special needs, and you have two assistants and a teacher. That's how it was structured.
That's what it was down here, but
yes.
I don't know if... Oh.
Okay.
Yes, they're not mainstream. But I talked to one teacher, and the principal just decided to put all the special needs kids in his classroom, which was like 20-something kids, and he just ended up quitting. I mean, he was getting attacked.
Because he didn't know what he was doing.
Right. That was fair.
The principal
he did.
Yeah. That's something, that's a good play for you in an issue and going from school to school and seeing how the ESE department's doing and who's running it and who's and what team is in there and what are they doing for the kids.
We're running down on time, and I want to get to two things. One, how is the campaign going when you're talking to the people, and what it looks like right now?
It's going well. I'm probably 4 to 5 days a week, 4 nights, getting out with different groups. I started with all the there's 9 Republican clubs in Polk, so I started attending all those and speaking, and now I'm getting out with either faith-based groups or veterans groups, patriots groups. So I'm really getting around, and I try not to focus on the political people. I started with the party, but, in Polk County, the largest demographic is Hispanic. 38% of the students in Polk County are Hispanic, so I'm really trying to interact with that group and have their voice be heard. They tend to stay out of politics, and yet they have very traditional family values. So I'll be on a radio show next Friday that's Esperanza. It's conservative Spanish radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
But
do you have
my
a ground game? Are you out there going door-to-door?
Not yet. That'll probably start in late June. Qualifying ends in early to mid-June, and then we'll really know who's in the race. But that'll definitely be the most important thing, I believe, is going door-to-door and getting volunteers. I have a website, which is jillsessions.com. And if anybody wants to donate or volunteer...
Can you spell that for my listeners, please?
J, as in Jack, I-L-L, S as in Sam, E, S as in Sam, I-O, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam. JillSessions.com. They can find out more about me on there. They can volunteer. You know, I was going to say, if you're in Polk, you can volunteer, but if you want to come over from another county and you can register to volunteer online, and then we'll let people know when we're going to be out somewhere. And also donate. Where I'm at right now is in the process of getting yard signs, and I'll strategically locate those so they're not stolen.
Well, we'll market you.
Our goal,
Joseph's and my goal, is to expose all the bad people and help all the people that are running so we can help them win and help change the course that we're on. So we'll market you. We market everything.
Yeah, I promise Robert that he already has the link to the show, so he can use the show as a marketing tool. And
okay.
He's listening. And we market, and we are endorsing you for school board,
yes.
for number 7. I believe
thank
that's
you.
What it is.
We hope you win,
department.
Because you have some
the
great
race
ideas.
The vote is on August 23rd.
Yes.
Okay, you win the primary, that's it, or you go to November? Because some of them do.
If I win the primary, that's it. Yeah, if I
that's
get 51%,
it.
Of the vote, yep.
So
done,
you're,
you
like, know. Sworn in and you begin right away?
No.
When
does the new school year begin?
They usually start in August, so that's why I think I'm not sure when the swearing in would be. I believe
because
January.
Because the school year begins just around primary.
Okay.
Right.
I thought you win and you get sworn in and you go to work for the babies.
That would be great, but there's 4 seats, and so I suspect some of them will have a runoff. But again, too, we have four conservatives that are vetted by the Faith-Based Republican Party, or Polk GOP, and we're calling ourselves Better Leaders for Better Schools. It's the number 4. And so if people just go to, you can go to my website, and we'll see if I can get that added on there. But we need a majority.
You will get that.
Really,
we'll push it. Because, we, like we said, we've been doing the radio show has been consistent on doing talk about school board elections to get rid of all the CRTs and the indoctrination recruitments and little kids becoming something they're not
wanting.
And
election integrity.
And election integrity.
Two big things.
Yes.
Yeah, we're really working to clean up voter rolls in Polk County with Defend Florida.
I think they're doing it all over the state, and I know we're doing
the Dominion machines are gone, so thank God.
Yeah, in most of the places, and there's more coming down. In fact, Denise D'Souza is going to be with Charlie Kirk in California this week, and they're going to get rid of that. And there's a bunch of other stuff coming down. We caught a group of people in California, in L.A. the other day, and arrested them and the candidate, just like we were doing in Virginia. And we're going to be doing that all 50 states. If you get caught in voter fraud, you will not only get caught and go to jail, but so will your candidate. You'll be automatically disqualified anywhere in the country.
So if you catch anything with voter fraud, let us know.
Yeah. Also, 2,000 mules. Go see it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to watch. I'm going to a meeting tomorrow night, and they're going to show that.
All right. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on, because we're coming to the end of the show.
Thank you.
And again, we endorse you. And
thank you.
And Robin's got the link and everything, so you can use it to market your
campaign.
Go get
him, Tiger. Go win the race. Come on, we need you. We need you. The babies need you. Okay, I don't care what the mayor says. It's goofy, but you got a good head on your shoulders. You know, and you got to get the people to hear you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I want
to thank you for
thank
coming
you so
on.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Have a great
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Anytime.
Good night.
Anytime.
You
can come
thank
back.
You
can come back. I'll tell Robbie you can come back anytime.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye now. Have a great night. Dallas Chill Sessions, she's running for Polk County School Board. It's number 7. She's endorsed it. She's
Four
great.
Four people are running.
Yeah, all
like
conservatives. We
town.
Got to stop this CRT. We got to stop this indoctrination, this brain trauma. We got to get these books out
it's
of the library.
It's not only that. They misuse funds. They don't know how to implement. Man, they run a bad business. They be out of business.
Before we end the show, there's 2 breaking stories that we need to say. One is this guy's president that's running on the Democratic side for Senate
in Pennsylvania.
Had a stroke on Friday. They caught the aneurysm or the thing that they caught it in time that did cause that much damage, but we don't know what he said he's going to be able to run still. Most doctors say that may not be right.
Doesn't he care about his own health and life?
But that's, and the other thing we broke away with the schools with the thing.
If you had a stroke and they stopped an aneurysm, he had a bypass.
He had a stent in him.
I don't know, man. Something. He had it. You don't get an aneurysm with a stent. You only get it with a bypass.
Yeah,
seriously.
Well, I don't know.
So,
and the other big story,
if you had all this shit, would you really want to be in that stressful environment?
No, but anyway, the other breaking news, what I kind of did before, is the guy, the Buffalo Mass shooter, he threatened shooting at a high school. It was known to police for over a year, and the Attorney General in the state of New York knew about it, did absolutely nothing. This is another example of what is called the promise program. Mental health is a very serious disease. Yeah, this lady needs
they
to go. New York needs this guy.
Suing?
New York knew about this guy. For one, he did absolutely nothing.
Cuomo knew.
Yeah.
Spachin Jr. knew. What an evil. Look what there is now. Look at the black there is now.
Yeah. And,
I'm glad we're not there.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah, it's a little commercial.
We have to take a majority in the Senate. For Oz is a vote for victory, and a vote for anyone else is a vote for giving away an election that really has to be had, because we have to take a majority in the Senate. For Oz is a vote for victory, and a vote for anyone else is a vote for giving away an election that really has to be had, because we have to take a majority in the Senate.
Okay. That was a commercial by Trump. I just got to shut this down.
Excellent commercial.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the races. How's Kathy Barnett doing?
She was up for a while. She was searching for a while, and after the debate, then they started to bet her, find out that she's more of a rhino. This is a girl that a few years ago was standing, sounded like more like a Barack Obama than and the far left than. There's somebody claims to be conservative, want to take down George Washington statues and stuff and change her names because
father
he had
of our country,
like
huh?
You know, so she's one of those. She also lied about her military career and a bunch of other stuff.
So what are the polls saying?
The polls saying now it's Oz first,
McCormick,
and then Barnett. And then Barnett, then Sands. But that's
so how much
at.
Is Mehmet up?
2 to 4 points with Tuesday's the election. We got everybody out there on Tuesday. The other thing is Doug Mastriano has been endorsed by Trump, and he's surging. He's going to win this, and he's going to win it all.
He's in what, Kentucky, right?
No, that's Pennsylvania governor. He's going to win that race. Kentucky race, everybody's the same man for all that stuff. It's cool. And,
so you think that Kathy Barnett can still win?
She has a following, but it's starting to decrease. Anyway, we're coming to the end. We got the final 2 minutes. I want to thank Jill Sessions for coming on the show. We endorsed her for Polk County District 7 School Board. And I want to thank Scarlett. And I want to thank Trump for the commercial. And we'll see you on Wednesday. We're going to do a special show Wednesday evening on the results, the recap of Pennsylvania, because that's a very important race. And we're going to be talking about Georgia next. I want to thank everybody for coming on.
Saying, everybody, I'll be back Wednesday and have a good couple of days and have God bless America. And everybody take care. Good night, all. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I glad there ain't no doubt I love this land. the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time.